listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. There's been an update on the horrific school shooting in Texas overnight, with officials admitting they made the wrong decision by waiting nearly an hour to enter the classroom where the gunman was. Close to 20 officers stood outside the room during the attack, with the on-scene commander believing at the time the shooter had barricaded himself and the children were no longer at risk. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McCraw says they clearly got it wrong.
Benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that. But again, I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you, from what we know, we believe there should have been an entry at that as soon as you can.
Back home, investigators have been called in to find out what caused a serious boat accident in WA's far north. 28 people were on board the vessel when it ran into trouble at a tourist hotspot yesterday afternoon. Police have indicated the boat may have capsized at some point. 12 passengers suffered serious injuries. They're now in hospital. Celebrations have been ringing out in the central Queensland town of Bealaweala following news a Tamil family can return to the place they call home. Family friend Angela Frederick says everyone's thrilled.
This call has just echoed through the community that this is really happening, and we just are all so excited and can't wait for that day.
And a popular range of dips has been pulled off supermarket shelves amid allergy concerns. There's an urgent recall out for Chris's home-style plant-based corn relish dip as well as the spring onion variety because of an undeclared allergen of milk. The Sydney Swans have cemented their spot in the top eight with a thrilling 6-point win over Richmond. Lance Franklin booted 5 goals to help his side overcome a 33-point deficit. Coach John Longmire says it certainly wasn't looking very good in the first half of the game.
We just didn't halve or win enough of those contests compared to Richmond in the first half, and there were some moments then we had to do a bit better and break even, and which we didn't do in that first half. And then fortunately the players got that sorted at half time.
Listener.